Staying on top of all this information, this is unprecedented. We haven't been through anything like this before, and it's forcing businesses all over our community, all over the state of Michigan, and all over the country to determine how to continue to operate. That includes Radio First, and our general manager, Scott Shigley, is here. Scott, this was quite a weekend, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely, Paul. We're trying to make sure that we're communicating. I mean, obviously, our first obligation is to make sure that we can, get any information out there to the public and our listeners about what the latest is on, it's a hourly changing environment, it seems like right now. But I wanted to just spend a couple minutes real quickly just to let people know. I mean, our lobby is going to be closed for the next 3 weeks. That's so that we can, just ensure that we're okay inside the building, that you guys are, are protected so that we can continue to broadcast and do the things that people count on us for. But I did want to make sure that people did know we will have essential staff here, certainly. And if there's information that they need to convey to us, they can certainly call our news line at 810. Actually, I'm just going to tell people that we'll be running a message about this, throughout the week. But if you have a pen and you want to write this stuff down in case you wanted to reach out to us, our news line is 810-982-8955. That's 810-982-8955. That's our news line. So if there's, some news that is important that you need to convey to us, and we will definitely try to answer it. If not, we certainly can take a message there. Yep. We'll get back to you. That rings into our studio. So someone, should be on top of that. And there'll be some other things that you can do should you need to get a hold of us. And they can always call our office line too. Our switchboard will be open, 810-982-9000. That's a little easier number to remember, 982-9000. And all we'd ask is that because we do have people that win prizes on the radio station, certainly you're going to get your prizes. If you can wait till after April 15th to pick them up, the bad news is that, there's no big events that are going to be going on, so I don't think there's anything time sensitive, but we do have, gift cards to restaurants and places like that, and t-shirts and things of that nature. And if you have to have it, we certainly can figure out a way to put that in a mail to you, and we don't want anybody upset about not being able to pick up the things that they want to pick up. But it's just, it's just something that, we're kind of trying to do our own part here. And like I said, my first obligation is to you guys and to make sure that we're able to communicate with folks in our community. So,
yeah, it is. It's weird around here just with the doors locked and skeleton staff, but it's going to be like that for a while.
Yeah.
It has to be that way.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, I think that that's the case. But, it's interesting. Like, on my way into work today, I'm thinking about, one of the things that we're going to do, and we'll start running a promo for this, but if you're a business owner out there, and it doesn't matter if you advertise with us or not on a consistent basis, but we're going to encourage you to send us a 30-second script. It needs to be right on 30. We don't have enough staff to write a bunch of commercials, so we can't just take copy points. But if there are things that you're doing out there that that are just to educate people on how their business has changed, because most businesses are still going to be open, but how are they operating? We're going to run at least two of those an hour across all five of our radio stations in the near future, just to make sure that we're helping people get those, messages out there. And, and we'll be working with our, current advertisers to make sure that the messaging that they want out there is out there, because things are going to change. I mean, we talked about restaurants, and, there may be, obviously, there'll probably be some lightening of traffic, but a lot of places do delivery. And even places that didn't do delivery might start doing it.
You never know.
So we want to be able to communicate that for them out there. And again, it's going to be at no charge. So, again, that's just one way that just try and keep the wheels on for a little bit of time. And then once we come out of this, I think everybody's going to be, in a stronger position moving forward. So,
We had a friend that was always very interested in knowing what was going on at the radio station, whether it was crazy times like this or just on a normal day, in fact, in his retirement, would stop by often just to say hi and see how everything was going. And that was Larry Smith, who we got the sad news over the weekend, passed away suddenly on Saturday, and he's going to be missed around here.
Yeah, you know, it's quite a gut punch. You know, he is a very good friend to me. You know, I know he's a good friend to you as well, Paul. And, you know, and thinking about, you know, some of the things that, you know, that we can do, you know, I thought about him, you know, and what, you know, what he would be telling me right now to say,
right,
you know, look, you need to do this and here's what we need to do. And
he is that voice that's going to be with us for a long time. Cause you're going to be thinking, okay, as I'm doing this, what would Larry think of this? What, you know, how would Larry handle this? I mean, seriously, that's the legacy that that he left here when he retired, and certainly that it's a lasting legacy.
Yeah, I mean, and most people know who Larry is. I mean, but you know, for those that don't, I mean, when you hear Roof Sit on the air in the fall, you know, he was the one that helped start that and helped make it as successful as it is. And, you know, just a driving force behind so many things in our community, whether it was Blue Water Festival or, you know, that I was always amazed, like when I would look at the stations here and see the things that the stations were doing before I, you know, came back here, you know, like the Capture program. I mean, what a unique way to help, you know, make sure that our community's safe, work with our local law enforcement officials. I mean, it's just that's just one example of you know, dozens of things that he really did. And, you know, and he took that into retirement too. You know, I was talking to Carrie Harris yesterday. Her and her husband, Casey, own Casey's Pizza, and her son plays on a hockey team with his grandson. And, you know, just that was his... that was the thing that anything he did, he did it with it, his whole heart. And it's going to be a lot of people that miss him. So, so keep his family in your thoughts. And, that was a tough week.
Tough week indeed. And keep Larry Smith's family and friends in your thoughts and prayers. It's a rough time. As soon as we have information about any arrangements, we'll pass that along.
For sure.
But, strange and trying times. Scott, thanks for doing this. And, you know, in the days and weeks to come, this is everything's going to be changing on a daily basis. So we're just going to stay on top of it.
Yeah, we're in this together, man. Yeah. I mean, this is just one of those seminal moments of, you know, what did you do to be a part of the solution? And, there are so many good people out there that are trying to do some, you know, amazing things, and just communicate those to us. We're going to do the best we can to make sure that we're, you know, sharing those things. And it brings out, you know, truly brings out the best and the best people in your community. And I fully expect that to happen.
I'll tell you what, just one example, when it was announced that schools would be closed for 3 weeks, the immediate concern for a lot of people was, what are those kids that rely on school for meals going to do? And restaurants, I saw on social media stepping up saying, hey, bring your kids in, they get to eat for free. Schools saying, we're still going to offer meals, here's how we're going to do it. So it's just everybody's stepped. I think we're going to see in the days and weeks ahead the best of humanity instead of the worst of humanity.
Oh, for sure. And you know, and that's the thing, and that's why we're here too, is when you do have those things, you know, like I said, there's going to be, I anticipate there being, you know, dozens of things that people are trying to do, and just have some patience with us too, as we will definitely try to make sure that we're sharing, you know, those things that are going on, because we want to do that too. Yep. I think it's just one of those times where, you know, I think most of us spent the weekend, you know, trying to figure out, okay, what's the best way that we can help impact this in a way that's going to make it go faster and protect the people in our community. So, yeah.
All right. We'll onward and upward.
Hey, man, you know, keep your schedules. I'm going to tell our sales staff, man, get up every morning, get your shower, do the things you normally do, make sure that we're reaching out to people. And, you know, there's a lot of, here's the deal. There's a lot of work to do right now.
Yeah, for
even,
sure.
Even given the circumstances, where it's just different work.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to coming out the backside of this and figure out, like, you know, where we go from there.
We're going to be fine.
We'll be there.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Scott Shigley, our general manager here at Radio First 728. News coming up just a couple of minutes on WPHM.